Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the 10th week in Ordinary Time, June 10th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law till all things have taken place.'" I think there are moments in life when we discover that something we once thought was restrictive was actually protecting something sacred within us. A child may resent the boundaries set by loving parents, only later realizing those rules were shaping freedom, not limiting it. A musician practiced scales endlessly before discovering the joy of improvisation. Married couple learns that fidelity is not the death of love, but the deepest flowering of it. So too with the law of God. Today's gospel, Jesus says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." For many people, the word law feels heavy. It can sound cold, rigid, even oppressive. We often imagine Jesus as sweeping away the old commandments in favor of something softer and less demanding. Christ does not discard the law. He fulfills it. He reveals its heart. And the heart of the law is love. The Pharisees of Jesus' time often focused on external observance. They carefully measured religious behavior down to the smallest detail. Yet many missed the deeper movement of the soul. Jesus does not reject the commandments. He draws them inward. He teaches that holiness is not merely avoiding evil outwardly, but becoming transformed inwardly. The law said, "Do not kill." Jesus said, "Do not let hatred take root." The law said, "Do not commit adultery." Jesus says, "Purify the desires of your heart." The law said, "Love your neighbor." Jesus says, "Love your enemies." Christ fulfills the law by bringing it to completion in divine love. This is important because many of us live one of two spiritual temptations. The first is legalism. We reduce faith to rule-keeping. We measure spirituality by appearances, routines, or moral scorecards. We become anxious, rigid, or judgmental. God begins to feel like an odd auditor instead of a father. The second temptation is the opposite. We dismiss discipline altogether. We imagine grace means anything goes. We want spirituality without surrender, mercy without conversion, compassion without truth. Jesus accepts neither extremes. He reveals that God's commandments are not arbitrary demands imposed from outside of us. They are descriptions of reality itself. They teach us how to live in communication and communion with God, with others, and our own souls. The commandments are not chains, they are pathways to freedom. St. Augustine once wrote, Love and do what you will. At first that sounds dangerous, but Augustine understood something profound. When the heart truly loves God, it desires what is good naturally. Love fulfills the law because genuine love cannot harm another. A contemplative soul slowly learns this truth. At first we obey because we must. Then we obey because we understand. Finally, we obey because we love. The saints did not become holy by gritting their teeth through religious obligations. They became holy because their hearts were transformed by intimacy with Christ. The more they loved him, the more naturally they desired what he desired. This transformation often happens quietly. There is a story of an elderly monk who lived for decades in a small monastery kitchen. He spent most of his life washing pots, kneading bread, and preparing simple meals. A younger monk once asked him, "How have you remained faithful doing such ordinary work for so many years?" The old monk smiled and held up a worn wooden spoon. "At first," he said, "I obeyed because the rule told me to. Later, I obeyed because I loved my brothers. Now I simply cook because every pot, every loaf of bread, every spoon belongs to Christ." Nothing outward had changed. The kitchen remained the same, but inwardly the law had become love. That is fulfillment. Jesus does not merely command righteousness. He gives us his own spirit so that righteousness may grow within us. Christianity is not moralism. It is participation in the life of Christ. The law carved on stone is now written upon the heart. And this matters greatly in our own age. We live in a culture suspicious of limits. People often assume freedom means self-definition without restraint. Yet the human soul cannot flourish apart from truth any more than fish can flourish outside of water. When we reject God's wisdom, we do not become freer. We become fragmented. Christ came not to burden us, but to restore us. Every commandment is ultimately an invitation into deeper communion. Worship God because your heart was made for him. Honor others because every person bears divine dignity. Speak truth because lies wound the soul. Forgive because resentment imprisons you. Remain faithful because love longs to endure. Jesus fulfills the law by revealing the face of the Father behind every command. And then he does something astonishing. He fulfills the law perfectly on our behalf. Where humanity failed, Christ remained faithful. Where we broke covenant, he restored it. On the cross, divine justice and divine mercy met together. The law reaches its fulfillment, not in condemnation, but in sacrificial love. This is why the saints gaze so often upon the crucifix. There we see the fullness of the law, love poured out completely. The cross teaches us that holiness is not sterile perfectionism. It is self-giving love. So perhaps today we might ask ourselves, do I see God's commands as burdens or invitations? Do I obey merely externally, or am I allowing Christ to transform my heart? Am I growing in love, or merely in religious habit? The Christian life is not about becoming technically correct. It's about becoming radiant with charity. And little by little, Christ teaches us to move from obligation to communion, from fear to trust, from mere observance to love. For in the end, the fulfillment of the law is not a system, it is a person. His name is Jesus. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it in perfect love. Teach us to see your commands not as burdens, but as pathways to freedom and communion with you. Purify our hearts of fear, pride, and resistance. Write your truth within us so deeply that obedience may become love, and love may become joy. Help us to follow you not merely outwardly, but with our whole heart. May our lives reveal the beauty of your grace to the world. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to join me here in my hermitage each and every day, when we break open a passage from the gospel that we shared at the Eucharist today, and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.